It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What is happening, ladies and gentlemen? Another edition here of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. You should know me by now. My name's Dan Bach. Pleasure to serve you here on the podcast each and every day. And of course, you might know me by DB730. That's my fantasy alias, I guess you could call it. And should be a good podcast today. Should be a quick one. We're just going to run through some NFL picks. Just kind of keep you up to date on some of the tournaments and stuff that are going on. Also, a little college hoops talk. Well, yesterday in college hoops was interesting because there's three sites. I usually play on all three. DraftZone, Daily Joust, and FanDuel are all carrying college hoops. And there's been some pretty good games the last couple nights. And I had a monster lineup on Daily Joust. I think I scored 150. It was a good night on Daily Joust. But the funny thing is, on FanDuel, I got absolutely crushed, which is interesting because normally in other sports, if I have a good week or a good night on one site, I usually have a pretty good night on another site. But wasn't the case yesterday, and I think a lot of it has to do with the different scoring system between the two, because obviously Joust is exclusively points, and FanDuel is more rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, all that other stuff. So that was the big difference. But I can tell you this, there's nothing worse in the morning because sometimes I stay up and watch all the games. But last night I was a little exhausted, so I went to bed early. And there's nothing worse, though, than waking up in the morning and kind of having the, I don't know if condescending is the right word, but the "oh no" email from FanDuel saying that you lost. You know, it's kind of funny because it's like, "oh no, you lost. Sorry to hear about it." But it's one thing to have one of them, but it sucks to have like eight of them in a row because, you know, they just spit them right out at you. So you have the, "oh no, oh no, oh no, congratulations, oh no, congratulations." But when you've got like a line of "oh no's," that's about the worst way to start your day. So that pretty much stunk. But on the flip side, all that I lost on FanDuel, I pretty much won on Joust. So I guess it evens itself all out. But hopefully I can rebound with a good night on both sites because that's the better way to do it. But hate that "oh no" email. I absolutely hate it. I know why they send them out, but it's just the headline, you know, the subject line kind of gets to me. But let's go over some NFL picks for this weekend.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
On Thursdays, we talk wide receivers, tight ends, and team defenses, so let's get moving in that direction right about now. And I think we're going to see some high-scoring games this week, or at least the games that I expect to be high-scoring, I'm going to be taking some players from. And starting off with the Green Bay Packers and the Giants, any game the Packers play is probably going to be a high-scoring game. And considering the defense that the Giants showed up with this past week, you got to think that Green Bay is going to score easily in this game. And I'm going with Greg Jennings against the Giants. Now, he hasn't put up great yardage the last couple weeks, but he still found the end zone in five of the last seven, so that's nice. So if he doesn't have a big yardage game, at least you can, you know, get the touchdowns. Now, after watching Breeze dismantle the Giants secondary on Monday night, there's little doubt in my mind that we're going to see pretty much the same performance this week, and you got to think that Jennings will get a good chunk of those yards and at least one score. Now, he's ranked as the in the top five at wide receiver on most sites salary-wise, so he's not going to come cheap, but I feel pretty good that the outcome will be positive for Greg Jennings this week. Next guy I'm going to go with is Mike Williams, Tampa Bay. He's finally starting to look like the wide receiver we saw last year the past 2 weeks, getting a good number of receptions and a couple of touchdowns. I think the streak continues this week against a Carolina team that doesn't play very good defense and should be a high-scoring affair. Actually, besides the Giants and the Packers game, this is the highest second over-under this week, so you probably a good time to take some Bucks and Carolina Panthers players. And Williams appears to be gaining confidence and Josh Freeman's trust once again. So I think a good chance that Mike Williams puts up some solid numbers, and I definitely still like his price. My super sleeper of the week at wide receiver is Devin Oromoshedu of Minnesota going against Denver. I really don't like taking many Minnesota Vikings unless their name's Adrian Peterson, but Oromoshedu will probably be getting a few more targets now that Michael Jenkins is going to be out for the season. And, you know, the emergence of Percy Harvin the last couple weeks, he's been getting a lot of looks. So I'd be really surprised if the defense doesn't focus their shift towards him a little bit more. And that could possibly mean more single coverage for Oromoshedu. And his price is what I like more than anything. I mean, he's only 4.5K on FanDuel and 2,500 on Draft Street. So I really think he can pay for himself at those really cheap prices. I'm not going to pretend like he's going to have a top five week for a wide receiver this Sunday, but I think for his price, he's definitely going to perform. Moving to tight ends, Jermichael Finley, another Packer against the Giants. It's been a down year for Finley, but he's still a major component to one of the most dynamic offenses, possibly in the history of the game. I know that's a big thing to say, but the way things are going for the Packers, 16-0 is not out of the realm of possibility. If he was ever going to get it going, you have to think it's this week against this Giants team that's decimated by injury. Jimmy Graham had a nice game last week from the tight end position. So the best thing about Finley, though, is his price continues to drop, and I think he's sitting at a good value, and he's very capable of putting up a couple of touchdowns and 70 to 80 yards receiving. So maybe this is the week that happens. I'll take a shot on Jermichael Finley this Sunday. Brandon Pettigrew again. I take him in another game I like to see some points on. That's Detroit and New Orleans. And Pettigrew, I picked him a couple of times this year, and he usually gets his look. Stafford usually gives him a fair amount of balls, and if he gets in the end zone, he'll almost always pay for himself. And since he's getting those consistent looks, and the matchup looks pretty good here against the Saints team, which is going to be scoring a lot themselves, so you got to imagine that Stafford is going to be airing the ball out. So I like Pettigrew to get his touches, get his receptions, and get in the end zone this week. Team defenses, Chargers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Blaine Gabbert is a joke. As somebody who lives in Jacksonville, I've watched a lot of their games, and he's not going to be a good quarterback in this league. I'm very confident in saying that. And you know times are tough, though, for a team when they just flat-out cut their top wide receiver like Jacksonville did this week with Jason Hill. He's been their most productive receiver this season. They just got rid of him. So the Chargers, though, they haven't been a very good defense this year. They've been actually pretty bad most of the year, but Jacksonville is a one-man team with MJD, and that is all. And even though Norv is a terrible coach, he should be able to recognize that and slow this Jacksonville team down to a crawl. And considering Blaine Gabbert was sacked 7 times last week, I think there's a fairly decent chance that the Chargers can take something from that game film and get to Blaine Gabbert once again this week. So I don't think you can go wrong going against Jacksonville, and that's what I'm doing with the Chargers. And they're very cheap, by the way. One of the cheapest options you'll find at team defense. Also, the 49ers against the Rams. Now, here's one that's pretty obvious, and there isn't a whole lot of value in it because the 49ers will probably be one of the more expensive ones out there. But the Rams had a trouble scoring against a lousy Cardinals defense. So what are they going to do against the top defense in all of the league? I don't think very much. Don't come cheap, but pretty much a lock for good production this weekend. So that's a quick wrap-up of the NFL picks for the wide receivers, tight ends, and team defenses. And as you know, tomorrow's podcast, we hit up on the quarterbacks and running backs in the NFL. Time to take a moment and say thank you to my good friends over at Daily Joust. If you don't know these guys, please run on over to their site and check them out. I know a lot of Roto Grinders members have, and they certainly appreciate your patronage very much so. And they're running all sorts of cool things. So whether it's the Super Joust contest, they had those badge tournaments earlier in the year, and they've got a ton more promotions that are basically waiting to roll out here any day now for the holiday season. So it's going to be a good time to get over to Daily Joust. College Basketball Nightly. If you're not a huge college hoops fan, it's all right. They're very simple scoring. They're only going with points scored. And the nice thing about their site, too, is it's got a great game log for all the players on there. So it makes it very easy to put a team together. Also, NHL fans, you should know by now the best live scoring in all of Daily Fantasy is over there at Daily Joust. They get their feed directly from the NHL, so that means every category is updating live, and that is a huge, huge plus in the world of Daily Fantasy in my eyes. So they've done a great job with that. All their NFL and college games are up. Remember, you can create your own 50-50 contest. You can even make them high cap or low cap. So many different options when it comes to putting together leagues or head-to-head matchups, and I think the fact that you have that diversity is really sets them apart from some of the competition. So give them a look. They're Daily Joust, great sponsor here, the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. For the And as we move on here to some college basketball talk, just going to throw out a handful of guys who you might want to focus in on tonight in college hoops. First guy I like is Hollis Thompson of Georgetown. They take on an Alabama team who does play some pretty good team defense, but Thompson's been playing very well for Georgetown, both scoring and on the glass. So here's a guy who I think is viable on whether it's Joust formats, FanDuels, or Draft Zone. I think he's going to produce for you. He's somewhat expensive, but not one of the most expensive guys out there. Another guy in that game that I really like is Tony Mitchell of Alabama. He had a down game a couple of games ago, but I've watched a good number of Bama basketball games this year, and this guy, I think he's their best player without question. Hits the glass hard, just a well-rounded player all around, and definitely can score some points. So I like Tony Mitchell in that same game. Another guy who is certainly, people know his name, Terrence Jones of Kentucky. I mean, that team is loaded up with very good players, but Jones seems to be getting it going the last couple of games. If you look at the game logs, he's been shooting the ball a little bit better, being a little more aggressive on the offensive ends. I know he might not have been paying himself off early, but I think he is kind of rounding into form right now. So I like Terrence Jones tonight against St. John's. And my cheap option of the day over there on Daily Joust is Monte Harris of SC versus Providence, and he's only 65K, and if you look at his game log, he's been getting more minutes as of late. He's coming off a 15-point game, and scoring is what you want on that site. So if you're looking for a nice cheap option tonight over on Daily Joust, Damonte Harris at 65K. You always need to have a couple of those cheap guys on your lineup so you can bring some of the high-scoring studs in there as well. So that's a quick rundown of the college hoops for the day, and that's going to wrap up the podcast here for this Thursday. We return tomorrow talking all sorts of college football. We'll give you a full rundown of our picks for this weekend with lots of action with the conference championship games. Also, you know, the Big 12 still has games going, so we will hit up on that. And the NFL, we've got quarterbacks and running backs that we need to talk about for this Sunday's games. Remember, it's a Thursday, so if you want to get some Thursday action, you can do so. Pretty much all these sites have games that start on Thursday, and of course that is the Eagles and the Seattle Seahawks tonight leading off. So that's going to do it for the podcast today. We thank you so much again for checking us out. And please subscribe to us on iTunes and leave any comments you may have on our podcast page here on Roto Grinders. And as always, we'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. Have a good one.